Welcome to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Kicking off the new year with a financial bang, Australia's economic backbone is under the microscope as our public spending continues its upward climb. A few days passed, on January 2nd, former Treasurer Peter Costello took the Albanese government to task, cautioning of potential economic instability brewing due to perceived fiscal negligence. With public spending growth surpassing the rising per capita tax burden, the imbalance is causing financial experts to voice concerns. They foresee heightened inflationary pressure, rising interest rates, and potential decline in consumer spending and investment. Necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention, and Australians are seemingly inventing ways to adopt more frugal lifestyles in response to the increasing cost of living. A chorus for fiscal responsibility and strategic reforms is growing louder, pushing the narrative towards innovation and infrastructure. The Balancing Act, they say, will aid in protecting our economic stability amidst the waves of volatile global markets. How are Aussie households responding? Well, they are seemingly sticking to a script, choosing to strengthen the walls of their financial forts. The Australian Bureau of Statistics recently reported that the Stage 3 personal tax cuts have ironically led to a rise in savings as spending remains stagnant. Are we defying the government's intentions to stimulate consumer spending through tax reductions? Or are we just reacting rationally to global financial volatilities? What we know for sure is that household deposits are on the up as tax savings get redirected to shrink mortgage debts. This tells us that the focus is on long-term stability, potentially assuaging inflationary concerns while dialing down the immediate domestic demand. As the curtain opens on the new year, the International Monetary Fund has taken the stage with a stark piece of advice, a firm call to arms against easing Australian home loan regulations. They stand in opposition to the coalition government's proposal to relax borrowing standards, iterating that current policies, such as APRA's mortgage serviceability test, are crucial for financial stability. The IMF underscores caution, arm in arm with the impending interest rate cuts by the Reserve Bank of Australia. The challenge is to bolster household finances by maintaining macroprudential policies, even as weak wage growth and static consumer spending paint a tough picture of our economic momentum. What lies ahead in this unfolding drama of fiscal policies and household finances? Time will tell. Until then, this was Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. For more insights and updates, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. See you next week.